Sean, it's Brian Munns from TSN 1290. Congratulations on the deal. Just, I guess, an opening thought from you on getting a chance to be with this club for the next couple of seasons.
I'm excited, Brian. I mean, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to get started. It's great to be back in Canada playing. I've always playing with the Leafs, playing with Vancouver. I mean, you see the fans in Canada, how passionate they are and stuff. It, you just feed off that. And I mean, Winnipeg's been a place I've played and played in, and it's so loud, and the fans are going crazy, and I just can't wait to get started and hear how loud it is in that building and finally playing for them instead of against them, and I can't wait to get started. I couldn't be happier.
From your standpoint, can you take us through the process, what it was like to get this thing done?
It was a lot different than last season, that's for sure. Last year was, I don't think I signed for 8 or 9 days after July 1st, so, you know, I went into it a little differently this year. I didn't expect to sign the first day, and then, obviously, looking at the TSN, you know, you see everyone signing and stuff, and I tried to take a different approach. I went, I'm actually on the golf course right now, and my game has considerably gotten a lot better since the signing. But, you know, I could be happier. It was a little back and forth, and it didn't take too long to materialize. But once the offer was there, and speaking with my agent, you know, the biggest thing for me was to go to a team that I think could win in the next couple of years and be a part of that. And, you know, I truly believe that there's a – that this team that I could grow with and be a part of and win, and that's the whole thing right now. This part of my career, it's all about winning, and I couldn't be more happy and more excited to be a part of this organization.
Sean, Ken Weeb with Winnipeg Sun here. How many teams were in consideration at the end, and where do you think you fit in this Jets forward group?
We spoke to quite a few teams, actually, this year leading up to today, and you know what, once the deal came through and we talked to a couple teams, but, you know, speaking with my agent, like I said, it's all about winning. It's all about being part of a team that I can see myself growing with and winning, and this is the best opportunity for that, and I couldn't be happier.
I know you're a versatile player, but do you prefer center or the wing?
I like both. I mean, I played most of my career at center. Last couple of years at left wing, so wherever I'm told to play, I'll play hard at and give it my best.
What did you learn about the Central Division after joining the Avalanche during the stretch drive?
It's tough. I mean, the whole league's tough. The West is a tough conference. You know what? It's going to be a challenge, but I think this team, I mean, you look at the parts of this team, how many solid players there are. I mean, I'm excited to get started. I think we're going to win, and I'm expecting to win, and I can't wait to play in front of those fans, and it's going to be a great time. I can't stress enough how excited I am for this opportunity. When I got the phone call today, I mean, I was pumped. So to be back in Canada, to be in a place where they appreciate hockey, you know, as passionate as they are, the fans, and be with a club like this, I mean, I cannot stress enough how happy I am to be here and how pumped I really am.
Sean, it's Tim Campbell at the Winnipeg Free Press. Could you talk a bit about the goods and the bads of last season? You played with two teams. You got traded in the middle of it. Could you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, it was just different. I mean, I was part of a rebuild in Toronto, kind of the same things that happened in Florida. And you know, when I got the chance to go to Colorado, it was different. You know, I got more ice time. I got an opportunity to play more. And we were in a playoff chase, and it was exciting. I mean, I respect both organizations. I had a great time with both teams. I learned a lot with Mike Babcock. I think he was a great influence on my career, teaching me more about the game than I've learned in you know, the first five or six years of my career. So he taught me a lot how to be a better pro. I really appreciate what both organizations taught me. And it's tough to go from team to team. I mean, I don't want to be part of a team for a long time. And, and to give it my all and give it everything I have. I got a lot of passion for the game, and I love playing, and I, like I said before, I can't wait to get started. I'm very excited to be back in Canada with a team that I truly believe can win, and I mean, there's some great players on that team, so it's going to be an exciting season, and it's going to be a lot of fun.